Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
We had some mute news, tourism-wise, just a couple of days ago. We had Vera in the studio, and she was releasing all the wonderful news about AirAsia, which is certainly excellent news for our tourism industry because they have been doing it tough in our tourism industry recently. So it's a vote of confidence for a start, and we're talking about the opportunity of having people coming in from other countries that probably didn't have easy access to Cairns as a destination. So it's wonderful news. At the time, Mark Olson was busy, but he's not today. He's just picked up the phone. He's the Chief Executive at Tourism Tropical North Queensland. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Big vote of confidence in our city, which I thought was really well received the other day. Vera came into the studio. She had a lot of encouraging news about, well, what it's going to deliver for our tourism industry. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, isn't Vera amazing? Yeah. And the AirAsia team really are one of the most dynamic teams in the low-cost carrier market. Obviously, they've won the Global Award, I think, 15 times in a row for, you know, the approach that they take to really providing equity in the sky. And I think that's the kind of origin story of AirAsia, is that it is providing aviation for everybody. Really good model, 160 destinations that AirAsia connects to, but Vera in particular with AirAsia Indonesia. For us, as you say, Aussies love Bali. That's a bit of a gimme. There'll be plenty of Aussies who want to head up to Bali. About 30% of those seats will be filled with UK and European travellers who are coming through Southeast Asia, wanting to come into Australia, and will use Cairns as their first stop. As you mentioned in the intro, the key for us is markets right across Southeast Asia and into India, who will be hubbing through Asia to come into Australia, and it provides another pathway. So we haven't got a very big share, you know, but Cairns Great Barrier Reef gets about 4 or 5% of all international visitors to Australia, but less than 1% of visitors from Southeast Asia. They're not all on holidays. Business travel, a lot of education, some working holiday makers, and a really good leisure segment. And for us, this is an opportunity. It's really a bit of a dawn of a new era of international travel as this burgeoning middle class through Southeast Asia and India look to new destinations. And it's just great that Cairns is on the departure board right in front of them as they're looking at their destinations to choose from, that Cairns is there. So a great partnership and amazing work by Richard Barker and his team out of the airport.
Now, that tag, low-cost aviation, what does that actually mean? Some people say, oh, low-cost, oh, they won't have much money to spend here at the destination. What's the reality?
Yeah, what we find is that so many travellers want to invest their money in the experience, not so much in the journey there. And we saw that through Australia with the introduction of Jetstar and Virgin Australia all those years ago, getting away from the full-service carriers to say, look, all I want to do is get there and I want to spend my money on food, on accommodation and on the experience. If I can save some money on the flight, I'm happy. So, you know, but look at AirAsia. It comes up against the Aero Bridge at the International Airport. You're in an almost brand spanking new aircraft.
Yeah.
What they're doing is just being super efficient. So beautiful new aircraft, basically all the services you'd expect walking up the Aero Bridge into an international airport. Three services a week, 28,000 seats coming into Cairns. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. So obviously Aussies will get on board. That's great. We love that. Love providing lifestyle and livability for the residents of Cairns and Northern Australia, really, to hub through Cairns to get into Asia and explore. But all of those feeder routes coming through Bali and coming into Cairns, we see as a huge opportunity.
Now, Mark, can I just ask you to do Vera a favour and start people dreaming? You just mentioned this is fundamentally a door opening to 160 destinations, most of them new. Can you fundamentally just tell us what's on offer as far as experience is concerned now that AirAsia is in Cairns?
Yeah, so everyone knows about Bali, but, you know, you're talking about Komodo, you know, Komodo Island, home of the Komodo dragon. You're talking about Tanjung Seta, the surf beach in Lampung, all of those beautiful rocky outcrops and the beautiful beaches that you've seen, the Kalimantan all the way through Sandakan, the connecting into Brunei. So there's this ocean of island destinations across Southeast Asia, wildlife experiences. And the flip side is you've got all these visitors looking to have an Australian experience and experience Australian culture and story and come here. So a really nice kind of reciprocity there. Certainly an emerging young middle class of travellers looking to experience culture, cuisine, and a bit of adventure. And they'll have choices. They can come in from all across Southeast Asia into Bali, and one of the destinations they can choose is Cairns, amongst 159 others.
Now, the connection there through Bali, I'm just thinking most people probably, if they've got the time, would choose to spend at least a couple of nights there on their way through to another destination, wouldn't they? Or would they be prepared to wait several hours at the airport for the connection?
You'll get some of those. If you're only doing a short flight, well, we do that today. You know, you might hop into Brisbane to make your connecting flight on to the next destination. So there'll definitely be travellers from Southeast Asia who'll hop over to Bali an hour or two's flight before they make the 6 hours into Cairns on the Cairns-Denpasar route. But you'll see others, those long-haul travellers from the Europe and UK. They're staying a couple of days, a couple of weeks in Southeast Asia, and then they're coming across because they're on extended trips. You know, that adventure-seeking backpacking market can spend 6 months, 12 months on the road in their gap year. So they're hopping through, and it just gives them another opportunity to think about coming into Cairns first. And really, I think this is where Richard and the team at the airport are taking us forward. This is the northern gateway to Australia. It's that primary opportunity to get into Australia in the north and then head down the coast, whether that's Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and then exit from there, whether you're from India, from Southeast Asia, from our long-haul markets, even from markets like China and Hong Kong, which Vera was talking about as their next connections. And of course, for Cairns, we've got the opportunity to bring them in here and then take them back into China and not so long with Cathay starting in the second week of December.
Yeah, definitely for a short period of time. We're hoping that'll get extended. By the way, and while we're on that too, just briefly, because people are still struggling in tourism, nobody would know that better than you, and hoping that we're going to see restoration soon of something like the numbers of visitors from Japan and China. Are we going to see any significant increase in the near future at all?
Look, we're seeing reasonable numbers coming through, John, but as you said, you know, we're hearing talk of global economic slowdowns, certainly quite a lot of economic pressure, but TTNQ is out there. I think we've put more than 100 campaigns into the market now with the support of the federal government through the International Tourism Recovery Program. The direct numbers coming in through the international airport are back above 2019, but our total international numbers are sitting a bit below 60% of the 2019 numbers. Japan has slowed a little, but UK, Europe is still really strong. US is really strong. And we've just got to work so hard as a destination to regain our previous numbers. We're holding our share nationally of the holiday market, but we don't do as well in business travel, in visiting friends and relatives, and in the education sector. And all of those are great opportunities for the future. You know, we've got an amazing convention centre, you know, that was invested in $176 million investment. We've got global conferences there at the moment. The Dark Matter Conference, the guys who are all about the quarks and the Hadron Collider are here from all over the world at the convention centre at the moment. Tons of global business events are considering Cairns, and it's an area we have to keep growing, not only from the tourism value, but from our trade and investment perspective.
Excellent update, as always. Thank you, Mark.
No worries.
It's Mark Olson. He's the Chief Executive, Tourism, Tropical North Queensland.